stock from RDI for anything else we carry.
RDI Diamonds, this is Dustin. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. It's Scott from Scott Marshall Jewelers.
How you doing, Scott?
Okay. I didn't just speak to you, did I?
No.
No, someone else picked up. Okay. All right. I have a possible call for something. I don't even know if you carry it.
Okay.
I'm looking for. Do you carry colored diamonds, natural colored diamonds?
We could definitely get our hands on them if we don't have them in our inventory. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I need to know is, do you have a 3-carat or larger princess cut that is fancy yellow?
Princess cut. And it needs to be fancy yellow GIA, correct? No color enhanced?
That's correct.
Okay. And can you do a square cushion or a square radiant, or it has to be princess?
Square radiant is a good possibility. another possibility with the same customer is a round, but she does prefer a square stone.
Okay.
I would assume the rounds are more expensive.
For sure, yeah, because they don't typically cut them, the fancy yellow ones, in the round.
Oh, okay. Let's forget the round, because I don't think she's going to spend more for a round.
Okay, so just stick with princesses.
Princess, or I guess a princess with cut corners could do. She just wants a lot of brilliance and a nice clean yellow color.
All right, now are you looking for more of that darker, vivid color, or are you looking for more of a lighter sunshine yellow?
More vivid.
All right, perfect. Scott, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to my guy over in New York, see if we can get something for you, if it's not already in our office. And we'll...
Whatever you do, do not send me anything. Michael has a habit of sending things before I even confer with my customer on the price.
Okay.
And of course, I would need to see a picture of it on my phone so I know what I'm doing. All right, so I guess I'll hear back from you.
All right, awesome. And now do you want me to also, besides the princess, find cut corner square radiant as well?
That would be an option, yes. As long as it's not an Asher, more of a brilliant stone.
All right, perfect. And I think she might be able to, from what it sounds like, maybe be able to do a cushion, square cushion as well, because if she was not originally, but was up in the air deciding on, a round or, a princess, that's like a perfect in-between stone as a cushion because it's still got the rounded corners and it's squared, but it gives off that round look. You know what I mean?
I agree with you on that. I agree with you. All right, that could be an option as well.
All right, awesome.
I think once we determine what's available and what the price is and a photograph, and I'll show her the photograph, and then if she likes it, we'll talk about receiving it, okay?
All right, perfect. And now, by chance, Scott, do you have a budget in mind on what your cost needs to be so I could try and pinpoint something that's well budget, and, I don't want to waste your time.
I'm not familiar with the pricing on the fancy yellows. I would say we should stick to maybe an SI1 clarity, if possible. Yeah. Maybe a VS2, but I don't think we should go any higher than that.
Okay. All right, awesome. Also, we'll get some prices for you, and then we'll call you back, all right?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.